Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the Center for Inclusive Childcare, and I'm here with Priscilla Weigel, one of our inclusion consultants. Thank you for being here today, Priscilla.
Glad to be here, Cindy.
Well, we have been talking in our recent podcasts about inclusion as a foundation for our programming and as what really encompasses all of our practices. And so as sort of a segue, kind of a natural segue from that discussion, and we're going to talk today about transitions, which really is often a challenge for practitioners and for children when it comes to inclusion. And why do you think that is? Why is that a challenge often?
Well, they're necessities because we have to change from one activity to another. So they're a definite part of our day. We can't avoid them. However, having said that, we often don't even think about them. And so all of a sudden there's this transition that hasn't been planned for, hasn't been thought through. And when you're a child and there's this lull, kids are creative and they may fill that time with something that's not optimally, you know, fantastic as far as the teacher's concerned. And then it's backpedaling to try to get everybody back and rein them back in. So it's something that is just inevitable. And more times than not, we have many, many transitions in our day, and we're not even thinking about them before we walk in the door.
And if you factor in then a child who may have some challenges, either developmentally or social-emotionally, then it's a, as you like to say,
recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
Right. And hopefully we can turn things around and give teachers the recipe for success by saying, okay, you have these transitions. When you're looking at your transitions throughout the day, and I always encourage teachers to just look at their schedule, because you have to have a written schedule somewhere in your setting. And so look at your schedule and say to yourself, are these transitions, am I expecting too much for the children that I'm caring for as far as their age? Are they age-appropriate expectations? Waiting, sitting, and you know, just this lull time of nothingness. Transitioning even from one teacher-directed activity to another without providing some wiggle time in between. You know, that type of thing. Are they age-appropriate? Are my expectations too high? Or am I right on the money here? And so you can look at those, your list of daily transitions, and say, yes, I'm on the money. I think I'm doing a good job. Then look and say, is it really necessary? I've had so many teachers and family child care providers say, you know, looking at the schedule, sitting down with them, and we look at it and saying, you know, do you really think that they have to clean up everything before they move to the next toy? Is that really necessary when in 3 minutes somebody's going to be coming walking over and dumping out all those Legos? Because it's free play. So looking at your transitions and saying, are they necessary? Do I need to have them doing this and making this big of a jump? Or can I just have an activity over in the corner and children can come and participate as they feel they want to, instead of stopping everything, cleaning up everything, and having all the kids do it at the same time? So just really gauging, is it necessary? And then the last question that I always like to ask is it supported? Have I supported these kids through the transition? Have I given them something to move to? A lot of times, waiting is another recipe for disaster, because you're sitting there and the children could easily be moving to something new, but when we don't provide that something new, it's like we, you know, pushed them out of the nest, the baby bird pushed them out of the nest, and they're flapping their wings going, okay, where do you want me to land? I have no idea. And that's not a good feeling. It's anxiety producing for a lot of kids. They feel like they're overwhelmed because they don't know what's coming next. That it's nice to have a recipe of this first, then that. And so it's our job as the adults to plan for that and provide them with options.
There's many opportunities in transitions for teaching.
Definitely.
Especially when we look at social and emotional goals. That's such a natural opportunity. Again, using your language, if it's planned, then you have this wonderful opportunity. You have to do a transition anyway.
Right.
So within that transition, now what is my goal here to teach? And you have to do it anyway.
Right.
You've got a little captive audience almost,
right,
in order to promote some even weight skills,
yeah,
if done properly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can work on self-regulation, some impulse control with those weight skills.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also go the other direction if it hasn't been planned properly.
Right.
And then they're not learning at all what we want.
It's just wasted time.
Exactly.
It's wasted time. And, you know, you only get one childhood. You don't want to waste any other time for,
right,
possibilities of having fun and learning. And we can pull it all together. You always want to have a bag of tricks in the back of your mind as a teacher, as a provider, that says, when we make this transition, I know I'm going to be, you know, have some teachers say, put marshmallows in your mouth, or just, but it gives the kids something to do and focus on. I like to play games or sing songs as you're transitioning so that you know that their minds are being actively engaged. I was at a center the other day where the children just stood in a straight line for far too long. I'm not even going to tell you how long. And I marveled at the fact that they could do it, and the teachers responded to me after the fact saying, but they did it. And I said, yeah, but they shouldn't have to. They
right.
shouldn't have to be standing in a straight line for this huge amount of time with nothing going on when there are adults around who could be encouraging some thinking, and some, they could even be talking to each other, but they weren't allowed to talk to each other. So there was nothing happening except for these little bodies trying with all their might to try not to pull the hair of the kid in front of them, or to nudge somebody, or to just burst out laughing or singing because they had to be silent. It's we're expecting adult behavior then.
Mm-hmm.
Not even all adults can see. Have you stood in line lately?
Right.
You know, at a bank or wherever?
Right.
People aren't standing there quietly. They're jingling the change in their pocket. They're chewing gum. They're clicking their pens. They're doing something to keep occupied.
Right.
And we got to give children an outlet.
Yep, that's a really good point. I think most people, if they, again, we talk about this a lot, try to put yourself in the shoes of the child. If you're doing the same kind of activity, typically we're involved in something else. You're checking your phone messages. You're looking at your, you know, BlackBerry or whatever it is that you carry, or you're maybe looking at the newspaper, or mm-hmm. people tend to multitask when they're
yep.
doing something that they kind of consider downtime.
Right.
And so if we can translate that to children who have such eager, busy little minds,
sure.
then we can really help them make it a more successful experience, which is our ultimate
right.
goal.
Including motor activities or whatever. And I think that we're going to talk about, you know, some more specific strategies in our next podcast. But really, look at your transitions. Am I expecting too much out of these little bodies that I'm teaching? Do I need to have as many as I have? And then, am I supporting the kids? Is there a place to go? Is there a next step? What am I doing with that time? Those are really the things that I think we need to look at as caregivers.
Excellent. Thank you, Priscilla. We will do part two of this podcast on strategies for transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much again for being part of this podcast.
Sure.
That's all for now. See you next time.